Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Happy. I love my daughter. And I'm also happy my phone still works. I have a 6S. Any 6S's out there? All right, there we go. We holding strong. Don't do the update. Don't do it. Stay what you got. I did the update, felt like I put an old man in skinny jeans. Just don't fit. I don't know about this gift. Don't do it. It's one thing I don't like about technology, man. Old technology just gets so disregarded. It's always new. Don't feel like you need to upgrade. Stay where you at. Stay where you at, because every time it's like, I'm comfortable where I'm at with my phone. I just go in just like to fix it. The sound doesn't work. Can you fix this? And they always want to upgrade me like, oh, don't you want a new phone? It's like, no, my grandfather still works. He just has a cough. And they're like, do you want a new dad? No, fix him. Hey, they describe old technology. Like, I still have a laptop with the CD drive in it. The CD drive don't work, but it's going strong. Yeah, we out here. Yes. Oh, look, we out here. Laptop with the CD drive, man. I love it because it ages just like we age. Every time I turn my laptop on, it sounds like an old man stretching. Ah, oh, ah, oh. Ah, what do you want? I just want to check my email. Don't you got your phone for that? Well, you know, you're a desktop computer and I'm at my desk. So, all right, look. Look, just go take a shower. When you come back, I'll be on. Don't touch the keyboard. I'm not ready.
What's up? You're listening to Stand Up with Chris DiStefano. I'm Nicole Boyce. I am Chris DiStefano's producer and his dog walker. He doesn't have a dog, but if he ever gets one, I will be his dog walker, just planning ahead a little. You just heard a clip from Nori Davis, whose half hour airs this Friday, November 8th. Set your calendar, set your timers at 11:30 p.m. Make sure to check it out. We have an interview with Nori coming up later. But first, before that, we're going to play some stand-up. You guessed it. We have half hours to play from Jenny Zagrino and Greer Barnes. They're very funny. The first one, Jenny Zagrino, is a more recent half hour, and Greer Barnes is a classic half hour that Nori Davis has chosen himself. And after Nori's interview, we will be playing some stand-up that Nori will also select. So stay tuned for that. Let's begin.
I used to live in New York before I lived in L.A., which was great because you could get drunk at 4 in the morning in New York, hop on a train, boom, you're home, no problem. So if I get too drunk in L.A., I gotta sleep on people's couches. Here's the problem, guys. If you're anything like me, when I get drunk, I get real horny. Right? So cut to last week. I'm having a great gal day, right? Gal pal time. Get too drunk, gotta sleep on her couch. Okay. I woke up, I had the urge. I ended up masturbating on my friend's couch, okay? Look, I don't feel good about it. I feel very bad about it because now that couch will not stop texting me. What? Thought I was pregnant. Thank God it was a pullout. Hey! Boom, boom, boom! Yeah. It's dumb. Yeah. Thank you. Getting older, too, in LA is such a bummer. I'm 30 now. I just turned 30. So I've got 2 years left till they put me in that iceberg. And it's different. Things are way different in your 30s, right? Like, I remember parties when I was younger, like 21, 22, guy who brought the drugs, we all knew he was getting laid, right? Now I go to parties, guy who brings the cheese plate is gonna be knee deep in puss the whole night, right? did this motherfucker bring Manchego? Bow, 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 right? Women start throwing their panties in the air. You want to make a woman come in her 40s? Give her a slice of 12-year-old aged Gouda. She'll figure it out. Drinking does make you dumb. Drinking is such a dumb thing. I love doing it. But, like, I was doing a show, and this very, very, very drunk girl came up to me after the show, and she was just like, oh my God, you're so funny, but it is so hard to be skinny. Yeah, I was like, okay, bitch, why? Why is it hard? And this was her reason. Because sometimes your boyfriend wants to have sex with your boobs and there is nothing there. That was it. That was her whole reason. I was so pissed. I was like, screw that girl. She's never gone to a store and not been able to get anything she wants off the rack. And she's never been thought of as being stupid or lazy simply because of the way her body looks. But you know what, guys? The entire time, she was looking at me and going, oh, my God. That girl is so lucky. She has a spare vagina on her chest. And you know what, guys? If having two pieces of flesh touch counts as a vagina, I've got a vagina here, I've got a vagina here, I've got a vagina below my vagina. You guys, I am covered in vaginas. I am a single lady now. I was in a relationship for 3 years, broken up for two of those. And, right, there are some things I miss about, you know, having a boyfriend. There are other things I don't. Like, I don't miss this. You know that moment where, like, you're snuggling with your loved one and you're about to go to sleep, you're about to go off to dreamland, and then you feel it? Right in the middle of your back. You know what I'm talking about. I don't miss feeling like I'm being held at gunpoint before I go to bed. I don't miss that. I did recently get broken up with over text. Yeah, that's the worst way. That's not true. Murder. Murder is the worst way. They have a choice, guys. Just text her. Right? Such a terrible way to break up with someone. Next time I do it, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. Carrier pigeon, right? It's gonna flutter into his room, land on his computer. He's gonna have to read from a tiny little scroll. It's just gonna be like, dear Thomas, we are over. I no longer hear the love in your voice. It's been but a fortnight since you sent me a picture of your wiener. Your fantasy football league is stupid and your Twitter's redundant. Good day! And then it's just gonna shit on his computer. That's... how you break up with someone.
So I sit home a lot and I watch nature shows. That's what I do. I smoke weed and I watch nature shows, you know? And I was watching one episode, they were talking about the bees. Now this, the plight that the bees are going through on the planet right now is like really serious. Excuse my French. Like these bees are dying by the hundreds of thousands and all over the world. And then this narrator said that if all the bees on the planet died, that the birds would be next and then us. And I'm sitting there with my boy and I'm like, we gotta save the bees. I feel you, my dude. I like honey in my tea, you feel me? Then the narrator went on to say, the European bee is a much more kinder, gentler bee, as opposed to the Africanized bee, which is a much more aggressive, hostile bee. Really? You just gonna try to sneak racism into the bug world? Like European bees are just floating around like zzzz. So, what are we going to do today? I don't know. Maybe we can pollinate that flower. Look at the sun. Yes, I love it. Like the African bees in his beehive, like, who the f*** are we going to sting today?
That was Jenny Zagrino and Greer Barnes. I'm Nicole Boyce, and I'm sitting here today. His Half Hour airs tomorrow on Comedy Central. Nori Davis,
wow,
fresh off your Half Hour recording. Thank New Orleans. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, of course. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was a great time.
It was an incredible half hour.
Yeah.
Super
Oh, thank you.
Super funny. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. I was gearing up for that for a while.
Yeah.
And I put together an hour and all I had to do was just cut out 30.
You put together an hour?
Yeah, I put together an hour.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like new stuff because I just came off of doing my album Too Woke.
Okay.
Which came out 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we shot that earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was good to like, I had like majority of material of the album. So I just did like a bunch of new stuff that I sharpened, that I got good.
Of course,
I got
course,
good.
Course,
exactly.
Course.
Not saying
always,
like,
always improving.
But I'm always improving. But I just, I just knew I had like, all right, I got a hot 30 right now.
Yeah.
That I could like give it. That could represent who I am on the Comedy Central half hour.
Yeah,
which is just classic, man. It's just like a.
It's a pillar.
Yeah, it's its own Ivy League. You know what I'm saying?
It's an Ivy League,
and I just feel honored to like be one of the ranks to get the golden coat. You know how like golden coat, or even golf, like get that green coat. It's just like get that Comedy Central.
I don't know what that is. What's a green coat?
Well, I mean, when you win championships,
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods. When you win the golf tournament.
He's like eight.
Yeah. He has like eight of them, or like even the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I remember that from that the Adam Sandler movie. They have the coats.
There you go.
Now
exactly.
That's my reference for everything.
You don't have to.
Adam Sandler.
Not everybody knows sports, man. Ain't there's nothing really nothing there. There's nothing attractive in it. It's really nothing.
It's not comedy. It's not,
exactly. There's nothing funny about it.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Yeah. So we were talking about we listened to a clip from Greer Barnes.
Yes, and classic.
We're trying to decide who you want to play after this.
Yeah, okay.
And you're struggling because there's so many
iconic acts. Yes, because like, all right, so Kevin Hart's is classic.
Yeah.
Dane Cook's is classic. Jim Gaffigan's is classic. Even Geraldo.
Yeah.
His is classic.
So you're a fan of like watching these when you're like younger?
Yeah, younger. And even like when I got into stand-up, I just binge watched.
Oh,
I just like binge watched.
Practice or whatever?
Yeah, like, I haven't.
Not to practice.
Just, inspiration. See where everybody came from, hear all their material, and see how we can progress it more in 2019 and 2020. You know
always
what I'm saying?
Pushing the
exactly.
Envelope,
so you got it. You can't go somewhere you don't know where you came from.
Yeah.
So to see all the greats and even, Patrice O'Neal's is classic.
Yes.
And Sebastian's is classic.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm just naming people that are famous that have
I mean, you're naming, like, these are all your friends, right?
Yeah, right. These are all my friends.
These are people that I know.
These are people I invite over for Sunday brunch. Comedians in Nori's locker room.
That was talking shit. The first name, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
The second one is going to be Comedians in Nori's.
And Nori's bedroom.
Getting
just
breakfast.
Just playing video games. Nah.
Are you a video game person?
I used to be. Not anymore. Like stand
now you're
up.
Professional. Stand up.
No time
for those frivolous.
Have no time for it. I can't Fortnite. I can't play. The Last of Us. I have no time. These jokes got to come out.
That's impressive.
Dedicated
to the crowd.
Yes, have to. Yeah, I love it. I love stand up so much. It's so great to be here with you, Nicole. Nerd out about this.
Yeah.
So about Greer Barnes. Greer Barnes.
Yeah.
All right. So you archive. You go on Comedy Central app. Archive Greer Barnes.
Hell yeah, get that part.
Half hour.
Yeah.
Right. He is the first brother, or first comic. To do his special wearing sandals. Come on, man.
Historical
I think they were Birkenstock. I don't know, but I just remember.
And like shorts too, right?
And shorts, yeah, cargo shorts.
Yeah.
I just remember watching him perform that and just seeing his big toe. And I'm just like,
just
yo,
staring
you got
at you?
Is that is that even allowed, like, doing stand-up with your big toe out? You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Incredible moment for sandal visibility. Yeah. The sandal community is just excited, yeah.
So I think I was, it had to be like 2-3 years ago. I remember, like, you know, he's always a great guy. He's a great soul. You can see him at the Cellar anytime you want to.
Yeah.
And I ran into him there. And I said, yo, man, you got one of the greatest specials ever. I always look up to him, man. You wearing sandals. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I had, yep, I did. He's a matter of fact, I didn't even know I was going to wear that day, right?
Holy shit.
So he told me, I know I was going to wear that day.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck, I'm just going to wear this. And then he had his cargo shorts on, his jeans, and his sandals. And his homie was like, look, you could change your clothes. He's like, nah, man, I'm just going to go out here and do this. And then his homie said, all right, if you're going to go out there and do that, put some lotion on.
At the bare minimum.
Put some lotion on them ankles,
oh my
man.
God.
And he put lotion on his ankles, and then he went out there and did his act and killed.
He crushed it, yeah.
He crushed
that
shit.
Really good. Did you think about what you were wearing that day? Or was it like...
I was. Even that day, probably like 2 weeks, a month in advance, like, what should I wear? What will be... And I wore a sweater that I got from downtown in Soho. Uh-huh. And I just remember that, damn. And I remember this on stage. Why am I wearing a fucking sweater in New Orleans? And all these lights and all this audience energy. I was sweating the fuck.
Oh, shit.
So here's a behind the scenes, people.
Yeah, exclusive
right here. I was sweating. There were times between jokes I would stop, wipe the sweat off.
Oh, shit.
And a woman in the front row said, here, baby, a black woman. She said, here, baby, here's a napkin. She gave me the napkin. I said, thank you so much. And, like, it made the show funnier and real.
Oh, my God.
And I wiped my forehead, put the tissue to the side, and then did the next joke.
Oh, my God.
And I think I had to do that probably one more time. And
your guardian angel.
Oh, man, it was so good. Yeah, she looked out. Shout out to the black woman in the front row during my taping in New Orleans.
Everyone's like, there was never a woman sitting there. Oh, she's been dead for 30 years.
It was a ghost. But
that's awesome.
I remember. Yeah, so that's how I was conscious of my wardrobe.
Yeah. And then we were talking about Greer Barnes. He's in that Comedy Central Presents era that has like the backgrounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, the background where you can do your own intro. Yeah. He had the subway background.
Yeah.
So did Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
I remember that. Then Gaffigan had a cornfield.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And even Mannequin, I'm trying to remember what she had. I don't remember what she had.
I don't remember that one either.
But I remember seeing, I watched them all, man.
What would you do if you, because you guys got your names up on the screen. Okay, but if you got to choose a background.
Wow.
What would you have chosen?
Okay, I would do, let me think. All right, I would do my elementary school.
Oh, shit.
There's this iconic picture of like school 12 in Yonkers, New York, and I would do that background. And like now it's just, it closed down, it reopened. Uh-huh. I think it's closed now, but that's where I used to do karate with my dad's friend, Papa-san, and I remember him just trying to do a split and he sat on my shoulders and I cried and I never went back.
Oh no.
But it's just such a pinnacle part.
And you talk about school in your act.
Yes, I talk about my mom.
Your mom
she's
is a teacher.
A retired teacher, exactly. Yeah. So just having like, the shout out to public school teachers from Yonkers.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. They
My mom's
go hard.
A teacher also.
Word.
Teachers go hard.
Go ahead,
oh
teachers.
Yeah.
Nice. Is she still teaching now?
She does. Yeah.
Nice.
Little babies.
That's great. Shout out to Nicole's mama. Still teaching.
Did you your family go with you to the taping or you got friends there?
Friends. My fiance, my two best friends, my cousin.
Cool.
My cousin, his wife, and then my other friends. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I had like a nice small posse that pulled up.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was great. Yeah, my best friend Mike with his wife, my homie Omar, my fiance Nash, and Phoebe was there. And then my cousin Ken. Yeah, because he lives in New Orleans and his wife.
Oh, cool.
So that was great.
Cool.
He came. Yeah. And he was a type of family member that would hear like, yeah, Nori's funny, but I don't know if he's my type of funny. But everybody was telling me like, he was in the audience dying laughing.
Oh my God.
Like my Nash told me like, she looked over at him and he had that face like, he's really funny.
Are you guys seeing this?
You see this? Like, he's really good.
That's
so funny. That touched my heart because I have that that family that's like, oh, he's doing his comedy thing.
Yeah.
Like it's a hobby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just like, this is my career. Yeah. Like I'm going for it.
Do you feel like this solidified things to you for like a lot of people?
Yeah, definitely. So definitely my cousin could be the mouth in the family. Like, nah. He's this ain't no hobby shit. God. He's fucking funny.
Yeah.
So it's good to get that type of gratification from you. Like at least somebody that everybody in the family's like, all right, well, if he said it, then he must be good.
Yeah.
So I was like, good, thank
God. Did it prove things like for yourself? Do you think?
Yeah.
Or in your mind, like, did it kind of crystallize things for you in a way? Or?
Yeah. Nicole, I always knew. It's just like, you know, you always have to convince the haters, regardless if they're your family or friends.
The haters in your mind.
You know what I'm saying? The haters in your mind.
Voices.
The ones right in front of you. You're like, come on. You know, this ain't my career. This is what I'm doing, baby. This is what I love to do. We do it for 12 years.
Damn.
12 years. And I think still like a baby in it. And still always learning and growing.
Yeah.
And trying to keep stand up. Because it's such a traditional art form. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's kind of like watching somebody crochet.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. You made that sweater dope.
Yeah.
You make a dope ass sweater.
It's the exact same thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. Like, and progress it and keep that art form live for like 2020, 2025, you know, so it never dies off.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't stay like Jurassic.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, like, I liked in your set, you had jokes that were like pretty like topical, like the Black Panther stuff like that. But then you had jokes that were just like timeless, like the teacher's material and stuff like that. So I thought it was a good mix.
Thank you, Nicole.
If I don't say so myself.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I want to keep it funny. At the end of the day, like, I like to touch and scratch the surface of politics and like whatever I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we got to get to the funny.
Yeah.
And like,
that's
funny.
Yeah.
Because like, so many people have their opinion on social media, which is great. But I just, I don't want to be such a political person because then like, you're really only going to this market and that market where I just want to let everybody know I'm fucking hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the homies from the hood. I want a transgender homie there.
I want
everybody in the audience having a good time. Every race, every gender there.
Yeah.
Just enjoying each other.
That's
not
beautiful.
Even looking at each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just comedy.
Just looking
first.
At the stage. Yeah, comedy. Yeah.
Comedy first.
So.
Damn.
So what's another classic? All right. So let's go a little. Let's go. All right. So what's.
I'm going to figure out what we're doing next.
What clip we should play? All right. So I think Schumer's was great.
Okay.
Ramon Rivas had a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And
we talked about Rory Scovel a little, too.
Yeah, Rory Scovel. Yes. I would have to say, like, for a new clip, play Rory Scovel. His was classic.
Yeah. Okay.
I like Sean Patton's. I also like...
Oh, yeah. There's some old...
There's some, like,
there's so many good ones.
So many good
Damn.
Ones. Young and, you know what I'm saying? Young but old, but not old. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, just, like, they in the business.
Yeah.
But those are the ones I also like watched while I was doing stand-up where at that point I was just like, oh man, I can't wait to get my opportunity, but also absorb their material and their performance. Like, oh, that was so dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched them all. So any of you guys want to hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Nori Davis, let me know which Comedy Central Archive Half Hour is your favorite and you would like to discuss thoroughly through the DMs. I have no problem.
You do like to talk to your fans and stuff?
Yeah. I talk to them like through the comments and like some DMs I don't reply back to. A little star power, but I do like to engage in the fans. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Before we play the final clip, I gotta ask, you're in Succession.
Yes, I am.
What the fuck? That was so sick,
that's
dude.
That's right. Bringing stand up to Succession. I told you I'm trying to bring it, trying to progress it.
Hey, has Amy Schumer been in Succession?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, come on now.
Okay.
That was great. They had the
that
roast.
That was crazy.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. Yeah, they had the roast jokes intertwined with the storyline.
Yeah, you like changed the story.
Yeah, I'll just say I blew it.
Oh my God. No spoilers, but I blew it. Just some
not my
shit
performance.
Fucking went to.
Exactly.
It was funny to see like the roast jokes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just in the middle of a very serious episode.
And the way filming that is, I mean, they film on film, not digital. So
oh, do they
it's
really?
Like, yeah, so it's like. It's a real hardcore production.
Damn.
It's like very traditional.
They do that for the half hours also.
They do a film. Yeah, that's right. They do do film for half hours. So no offense to Comedy Central. you could just see like man, they had, yeah, we was in Lake Placid.
Okay.
And the
okay.
director was, I forgot his name, but he's also the director of and creator of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right. Yes, it is.
So
yes.
He's so good, man. Yeah. So he would have me go up there running with no mic on.
Uh-huh.
And it would just be silent.
Uh-huh.
And then I would go run it again with background.
Uh-huh.
And every time I would just try to come up with a new intro joke that would make them naturally giggle. And those laughs in the beginning are like actually them laughing.
Like every time,
every take. Only thing that kept consistent was my lines within the script.
Sure.
Which were the roast jokes they put in, but yeah. I put in my other jokes at the end and also in the beginning.
Oh my God, okay.
And
you're just as method as Brian Cox out there.
Yo, man, look at that Brian Cox doing the roast jokes. It looked like a goddamn plantation owner. Like, who the fuck let him up there?
That's so scary.
It was very scary. Yeah. Brian got a look that's like, I remember saying, all right, let me not fucking look at him.
Yeah.
But
anyone else.
But I remember Jeremy Strong.
Yeah.
He came up to me in makeup and he said, look, man, I know you're going to be doing jokes and stuff, but I just want to let you know, I know you're funny. I know your stuff. You're so funny.
Uh-huh.
But if I don't laugh, don't get offense to it. And I was like, oh, man, you're sweet,
man. Oh,
man,
that's great.
That was
yeah.
like one of the sweetest things ever.
Yeah, because they couldn't laugh.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were very upset by your jokes.
And Sherry and all of them, they're just a sweet cast.
That's great.
They are a sweet cast.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah. The two pillars of a comics career.
Right.
Comedy Central Half Hour.
Yep.
Guest spot Succession.
On Succession,
HBO,
man. I got like all
Sunday
the white
nights.
People saying, yo, you on Succession. Now I got to get a guest spot on Empire of Power. I get all the black people like, yo,
oh
I saw
God,
you stand
so
up.
Funny.
But it has to be stand up. It can't be,
yeah.
you know, I don't want to do no acting. It has to be a stand up roast.
Yeah. Do you see yourself going into acting or anything like that? Are you
oh, of
like
course,
stand
yeah.
up? You
Both.
Both, yeah,
Both, yeah.
yeah. You're, versatile.
Love,
You're versatile.
Yeah, exactly. I love stand up. Yeah. I always do that. Always trying to produce albums and
yeah. oh,
and
cool.
Specials.
Awesome.
And so even a half hour now, like I almost have like a new 45 minutes now that I want to definitely try to like get going in 2020.
That's
and, like,
awesome.
Put that on film.
Holy shit, dude.
And with that, make an album with it. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah,
yeah
I'm stand up all day, and then there's any acting. Hell yeah, I'd
Damn,
love to
you're
do
working.
It.
You're working.
Yeah, got
you
the work. Got the yeah, work. Yeah, Nicole yeah, got yeah. to baby. Out here.
Well, it's paying off. It was an incredible half hour. Congratulations.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay. So before we decide on the final clip, make sure to catch Norris Half Hour premieres tomorrow, Friday, November 8th. At 11:30 p.m. Comedy Central.
Hey.
It's on right after Joe Quazzola's Half Hour, another great comedian, at 11 p.m. And you can get them both live, 11:30, or anytime after, cc.com and the app.
Yep.
Very exciting. Okay.
I'm so a fan of the app.
Who we? Oh, yeah?
CC app all day, baby. Just put your parents' login, Verizon login in there.
That's the secret, yeah. I think I still got, like, my neighbor from, like, high school.
See?
Like,
come on now.
Whatever
now.
Works.
Millennials
whatever,
all day, baby.
We're hustling.
We're hustling these parents' passwords.
All right. So what? Okay, so what are we doing? What's the final verdict?
Yeah, let's
choosing?
Let's go with Rory Scovel.
Yeah?
Let's go
okay.
with Rory Scovel's
all right. okay.
half hour. Classic.
Awesome. Ariel, thanks so much, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, Nicole. Much love.
I like it if the pilot has a southern accent when I get onto a plane. That calms me down. You know why? They say hi right away. They say hello. You ever been on a flight where the pilot doesn't say anything and you're like 30 seconds from takeoff? You freak. You're like, who's up there? Who is doing this? Okay? We're kind of freaked out. Have been for a couple years. Yeah. Say hello. When I get onto a flight, if the flight crew hasn't said hello, I freak out at my seat. I'm like, these are Russian terrorists. This is happening right now. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to be in a Steven Seagal movie? Are you ready for that? Does everyone here know slow, uninteresting karate? Because if you do, you can be the lead. If you want to be the lead in this. You know when the flight crew's southern. You're walking to your seat, really? We're already talking about the 4th of July? It's February? That's small talk you can't teach. You either got it or you don't. Love it when the pilot's southern. Hey, how you folks doing back there? A whole lot better now that I know you're in charge. We're gonna take this thing upstairs to God's country. Oh. What did he just say? Like a good hurt. know, but I like it. Sorry that we're getting out of the gate kind of late today. We're going to fly it like we stole it. Who's up there, huh? Mr. Perfect Pants? Who's flying this thing? Fly it like we stole. Okay, yeah, no one stole anything. I think no one got the joke. No one stole anything. He's just going to fly fast if you're interested. Yeah. Yeah, it's a joke. Well, you should have your headphones off. The door's closed, so you should have those up. I'm that guy on a flight. I'm like, ah, him! Him! He's the one who doesn't care about other people. Just take a big old sip here in my diarrhea cup, if y'all don't mind. It's good. It's showbiz. Showbiz. A lot of people drink diarrhea. You ever been on a flight and the person sitting next to you gets up to go to the bathroom? And they're gone for just a really long time. Freak out, don't you? You know you freak out. You're like, okay, what is this? How do you even report that? Bing! Hi, yeah, no, the guy sitting next to me, he's been gone for quite a bit. He's either poopity pooping or he is a terrorist. There's no, it's one or the other. There's no middle ground, not these days. One or the other. You guys ever steal an old person? Oh, I guess everyone here has their grandparents. Some of us don't. We got to replace ours, okay? Here's a tip. Old people in wheelchairs rarely turn around to see who's pushing them. You're at the store. See a wheelchair. No one's stopping you. Hey, where are you going with that old person? That's never been said. That's the first time that's been said. Hey, where are you going with those old people? No one's asking that. No one cares. When old people are around, everybody's thought is, hey, get these old people out of here. Come on here. Okay, I'll help. Don't say anything. You get out to the parking lot. That's not our car. Get in! You're my grandmother now. Folks, find the positive. I have 7 grandmothers right now. You know how great that is? 7 grandmothers? I love the one grandmother. Her love is so strong. Try 7. I'm leaving in the morning, make an announcement. Hey, I'll be home at 3. Everybody bakes cookies. Everybody. We'll see who did the best. I come home at 3. Home! Let's do it. Grandmother number 1. Is that raisins? What's that? Hey, hey. Act like you want it. Grandmother number 2. Ooh, is that mint chocolate chip? Good for you. We have a winner. Other 5, no need to test. Get out of here. Do a lap. Guess who gets to watch an hour of Nancy Grace tonight?
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.